This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Gardeners like bulbs such as tulips, daffodils, and crocus for a variety of reasons. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, says that once planted, many of the bulbs will maintain themselves for years with minimum care, while providing color and interest. Greg, still time for that planting of spring flowering bulbs, and what's the exact process here?
Yeah, so, you know, anytime before the ground freezes, now we do get good root growth when the soil temperatures are maybe in the 40s for these bulbs. If you got bulbs, get them in the ground, whether it's now or you have to wait a little bit. It's been really dry, so I don't know if you can dig a hole very well. You may need to add some moisture a day or two ahead of time just so you make your planting a little bit more enjoyable and more effective.
What type of bulbs are we talking about here? And I guess size-wise, too.
Yeah, so we have the smaller size, like the crocus, which isn't going to take too much of a deep hole, maybe an inch or two. Typically, we're looking at 2 to 3 times the diameter of your bulb. So if you have a really large bulb, that's going to be planted a little bit deeper. It also depends a little bit on your soil texture. If you have a sandy soil, you may need to plant that a little deeper than you would a clay soil, which a lot of us seem to have. Those clay soils hold moisture, and that's a problem for our bulbs, getting them too wet, staying too wet. So those are planted maybe a little bit shallower. But again, 2 to 3 times the diameter, and that's at the base of that bulb. So if you have a tulip bulb, which can be a little bit larger, you know, that may be 4 or 5 inches into the soil. It just depends on the size of your bulb. Some people like to buy the really large ones. Those are going to give you the biggest flower, but sometimes those become a little bit cost prohibitive. And so a smaller one will be okay, just won't be quite as large of a bloom this first season anyway.
And because of the soil, is there also maybe some need to do some amending to that soil?
It's always good to add organic matter. That's going to improve the drainage of that soil. And that's kind of, again, the important thing for some of our bulbs, that they don't stay in wet soil too long. So if you can add some organic matter, a couple inches tilled into the soil, basically to about the depth of that bulb. So again, if you have a large, let's say, daffodil, you know, you may have to incorporate that 5 or 6 inches into the soil. Crocus, I keep going back to crocus because they're a little easier to plant because they're smaller. You know, you only go an inch or two and get that tilled in. Soil test is always good to know if we need to add the phosphorus. At least here in Riley County, most of our soils have ample phosphorus, so we don't need to add bone meal or bulb food at the planting time. We would just add some nitrogen during the growing or the pre-growing season. So you could add a little bit of nitrogen a few weeks after you plant or as soon as you start to see some foliage coming up in the springtime. But generally these bulbs, if you've grown them as annuals, the flower's already there, so adding fertilizer really doesn't do any good for making the flower more spectacular. So if it's kind of a more of an annual planting, I wouldn't add any fertilizer whatsoever.
In terms of layout, is there some strategies we might want to follow?
There's different ways. Some may do it in sweeps or rows, if you will. Some people just take their bulbs and throw them on the ground and plant where they come up. That gives you more of a natural look. So it just kind of depends on your personal perspective of what you're wanting, if you're wanting more of a formal look or more of a natural look on how to plant those.
And you've mentioned several, so there's a way to also just kind of incorporate a variety here?
Yeah. So, you know, typically our spring blooming crocus are the ones that's going to come up first. Then you will get into tulips and daffodils, and those can be early, mid, or late season. So you can spread out your display come springtime, usually on the container, or if you're purchasing them online or something like that, they'll have that information on early season to late season to get spread out bloom.
And something we should probably be tackling relatively soon?
Yeah, I would try and get them in as soon as possible. You know, we're trying to get them before the soil temperature gets below 40, but I know of people that call the extension office in December. Do I wait, keep them, or do I put them in the ground? And it's probably best just to go ahead and get them in the ground. So even if you don't have time yet, probably better to get them in the ground instead of storing them over till another season.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, with information on planting spring flowering bulbs. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.